Breakfast with Martin Vester.
We have Game Ranger Jared Reed on the show with us this morning. By the way, before we continue, how satisfying is a job in game ranging? It must be beautiful.
It is, definitely. To get up every morning, be out, one with nature, you can't beat it, eh?
But you do also come across a lot of stupid people.
You said it.
Yeah,
I said it, Martin.
By stupid people, I mean people that are just not informed. They have no idea. See, even us South Africans that claim to live on this continent amongst, you know, wild animals, how little we know what to do, for instance, when confronted. Okay, we're talking about an elephant just now. If the elephant's calm, not flapping its ears, not crossing the tusk with the trunk over the tusk. Or shaking its head, then you're good. You stay in your car, you keep quiet, you switch your car off, it'll move off. What do you do when it is showing like it's a bit irritable?
So often the animal will show signs of irritation well before it approaches you. They often warn you. They're not just going to attack you from the get-go. It's like people. I mean, no one's just going to just start attacking you. They'll warn
Liesl
you.
Well, Liesl does.
Yay.
It's like this. One just moment.
Switch goes off.
Yeah.
Martin.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, no. You were saying, and then, okay, so it shows signs.
From a distance. And if you heed those warnings, best thing is just to give the animal right of way. Reverse, get out of its way.
Get out of its way.
Yeah, 100%. Often people don't always pick up on these signs and they misinterpret them, and that's where you have issues then happening. Yeah.
How fast can an elephant run?
About 30, 35 kilometers an hour.
Okay, so you can't outrun it, but you can outdrive it.
You can outdrive it, for sure.
And if you are on foot, also pointless getting into a tree.
Yeah, no, worst thing to do is try climb a tree. Depends. If you can climb very quick and it's a massive tree, then go for it. But I would not suggest that, because the elephant will pull you out the tree quickly, and then also they can push trees over. So you must remember that.
Into a hole?
Into a hole.
Also?
Holes? Like a warthog burrow?
Okay.
Well,
I don't know the way
you're answering it makes me sound like it was a bad idea.
No, I'm just trying to think, because they're not that big. I don't know if I could squeeze in there and shame the poor guests as well. Just leave them, eh?
Yeah, get in the hole. Like a game of golf. All right, let's talk. Actually, before I waste your questions, let's hear what you want to know. What should you do when ...
Morning. We have just been in a wilderness walk in the Kruger. Yeah. With almost no fence around our camp, and we had hyenas walking around us, and our guard said, no, that's fine, you can take photos of the hyenas. How do you know when a hyena is actually coming for you or stalking you?
Spotted a hyena, firstly, when they show signs of aggression, you'll see their tail kicks up. It'll actually stand erected, so that's one of the telltale signs. But generally, you know, hyenas, they don't go for us in that kind of way, especially if you're in a group, you're around a fire.
What?
Everyone's you know compass mentis where they are. They just hang around on the outskirts looking for scraps.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So you can take a pic. So spotted a hyena if the tail goes up?
Yeah, it's quite unusual, but
what is the other hyena?
You get brown hyena, striped hyena. But the main one, the most dangerous one, and there are dangerous animals, don't get me wrong, is spotted hyena.
No, you're not going to go and feed it by hand.
You'll be surprised. Some people do that.
Oh.
And what? I've heard of stories of people that have even lost fingers because of that.
Oh,
so, look, you do get people that do silly things. Mm. But at the end of the day, generally, they're not out to get.
But just so I'm clear, so this game ranger told them it's okay, take pictures and stuff?
Sure.
Would you do that as well?
I would have, yeah. Look, it depends on the situation. I mean, if it sounds like everyone was sitting around the fire, in a group, you know, that's it. They're not bothering the animals. It sounds like they're not like coming in to try and cause any drama. So definitely take a photo, enjoy it for what it is.
But when you're alone, Liesl, you're not going to clap a selfie.
No.
Try and avoid that.
Just want to be sure. Yeah, Liesl loves selfies.
Is it?
Yeah, with the beautiful inscriptions.
It's not selfies, man. Shush.
Goeiemôre, Martin. Dis Courtney van Leidenburg. Ek het soruk terug som met my 200 geloop, en in die veld was daar de twee beeste, en toe hulle nou die twee beeste sien, toe betrek hulle die beeste om laf en gaan te kere, en toe wil die beeste my nou te skrik, hulle toe hardklip hulle vir my, en toe begin ek te hardklip, so ja, so nie weet wat, toen die mense in so geval.
Didn't expect one about cows.
Yeah. No, look, I've had it as well. Yeah, it's crazy. I was actually filming falcons beginning of last year Anyway, so yeah, I was filming falcons, and we were busy in this open field in a farmland, and I had the same thing. I mean, I've dealt with buffalo, I've dealt with, you know, big game like that. I thought, what's a cow going to do? I also got chased, and I won't lie, they say don't run. I actually ran. I had to get out of there. There's nothing you can do. So in certain circumstances, I would suggest, you know, if you can get away by running, do it.
Yeah. Called fast food.
Sure. Fast food.
Chases you. Just one quick one.
Môre Martin, Charlieso, ek het 'n vraagie vir daai ranger. Nou wat doen jy as jy nou 'n bietjie gaan kamp of waar in die bos is en so aan en daar klim 'n ou slangetjie of een van daai moerse spinnekoppe daar saam jou in die bed? Thanks, bud.
Spiders and snakes, I mean, two separate topics. Let's quickly start. There are so many different stupid tales around snakes. You know, one person will tell you this, another person will tell you that. When you are confronted with a snake, and by confronted I mean like this guy, okay, so he's in his tent and there's a snake in the tent.
In the tent with him. Look, I've had it myself. I've had scorpions in my sleeping bags. I've had spiders. Snakes not quite in the bed with me, but, you know, around me in the tent. And same kind of thing. Often, you know, just need to move slowly. try get away from the animal, but... Every time I have encountered snakes, when I've removed black mambas, Mozambique spinning cobras, puff adders, often as soon as they pick up on the vibrations, as you're approaching them, they try and dart away. It's only when they get cornered, then you actually have an instant. With this circumstance, being inside a tent, the snake sounds like it's going for body warmth because they are, you know, they rely on heat.
Yes.
So it wants to come and snuggle with the guy.
Oh my gosh.
So I think the best thing...
Cuddles
with the snake. It can be tricky because, you know, they pick up on movement. If you just move slowly, often you can get away. But that's how a lot of people do get bitten. So it is a tricky question that
way. Because they move quickly.
Quickly.
Yeah, so I mean, imagine now you sleeping and there's a snake in the bed with you. You're going to wake up, you're going to feel the slither. You're going to jump around.
Yeah.
So the general rule is keep it tidy and slow.
Keep it tidy.
Yeah. But that's not going to be my first reaction.
It's a tricky
one.
That's a tricky question. Look, the best thing is to stay there, wait for the animal to move. But I mean, that's how I got stung by a scorpion. Had it in the bed next to me and stung me, you know. So,
Is there a one particular snake that is more unpredictable than the rest?
Yeah.
I've heard lots of people about puff adders. Puff adders going to come for you, the other ones are going to try and get away.
No, so puff adders often, they'll sit in ambush and they're quite...
ambush.
Yeah.
Did you say there?
They sit in ambush, so they're ambush hunters. So often the big mistake with that is people are walking on game trails and by accident they step on the snake and the snake bites them as defense. The one snake, I must say, I've dealt with quite a lot in the Northwest province was the Mozambique spinning cobra. Yeah, they're quite nasty. Actually, most of the snake bites are reported from them. One of the most dangerous.
So most other snakes are quite, you know, skittish. They want to get away, and
most animals
are. They're not going to be around humans. But puff adders are going to lay there and.
Yeah, because they're not. They don't move around a lot. They often just sit and wait for prey to come to them.
Yeah.
Môre, Martin. Wat doen jy as jy deur 'n trop buffels gekonfronteer word en jy staan stil en hulle almal omring jou, ranger? Asseblief, vertel my.
Buffalo. So, a herd of buffalo surround you.
Yeah.
What are you, like in a Western movie? I mean, what?
Where?
Wow. But, okay. What then?
Well, Cape Buffalo, very intimidating animal, very aggressive. It sounds like in this situation, I need to get some more context. Are there trees? Can you climb a tree? If you don't have trees or anything like that, and if I'm faced with buffalo in that kind of instance, we do carry big bore rifles. The last resort, touch wood, I've never had to use my firearm. I would then use my firearm to defend myself and my group.
And you don't have a firearm and you're alone and you're surrounded by a herd of buffalo?
Is there a tree?
No tree.
Then you just got to,
pray.
Pray.
You got to pray.
You got to pray.
Because mushrooms stand still.
Look.
Or can you make noise to maybe scare them off?
I've been in a situation where I was surrounded by a group of females with youngsters. And there were very small shrubs in that. So I just used the shrubs to take cover by making myself a bit smaller, keeping quiet, trying to keep out of their line of sight. They got a bit more curious, they came a bit closer, and as they did, I stood out and presented myself and screamed. And I gave them such a fright that they ran off. It gave me a gap then to escape, which I did.
Make yourself smaller, find a little bird.
Yes. I was trying to hide, actually. That's what I was
trying to hide.
And I thought, geez, this is backfiring. Let me just scare the hell out of them.
Here I am! And if that doesn't work,
then you're
then
pray.
Well, then
on
then
your
I gotta pray. This
is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Elke ochtend is 'n vreg lekker ochtend. 6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda.